Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of the Terrorism at a Glance podcast, where the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness brings you terrorism-related news from around the globe, including right here at home, in around 5 minutes or less. These are the headlines that caught our attention for the week of April 24th, 2023. A U.S. raid kills ISIS leaders in Syria. Hundreds of Indiana schools forced to cancel classes following a bomb threat. The State Department announces $7 million reward for Hezbollah leader. And Chinese nationals are charged with operating a secret police station in New York. Let's break down these stories. U.S. Central Command forces killed a senior ISIS leader in a unilateral helicopter raid in northern Syria April 17th. The forces carried out the siege after learning of an ISIS plot to kidnap officials and use them as collateral for ISIS initiatives, according to media outlets. In a statement posted to Twitter, U.S. CENTCOM confirmed the death of Abdelhadi Mahmoud Alhaji Ali, a senior Syria-based ISIS leader and the operational planner behind terror attacks in the Middle East and Europe. Two other ISIS operatives also died in the raid. A U.S. CENTCOM spokesperson said ISIS's goal is to strike beyond the Middle East. Although Alhaji Ali's death significantly impacted operations in the region, terror remains a transnational threat and a priority for U.S. CENTCOM, the spokesperson added. Despite ISIS dominating large regions of Syria and Iraq in 2014, it has lost much of its power in recent years as the U.S. has methodically worked to target its prominent leaders. A February helicopter raid in northeastern Syria killed ISIS leader Hamza al-Mosi, and earlier this month, a successful airstrike killed Khalid Ayad al-Mahd al-Jabouri, another ISIS leader who was responsible for planning terror attacks in Europe. Hundreds of Indiana schools canceled classes April 14th after nearly 40 school districts throughout the state received anonymous bomb threats written in Arabic via email, according to media outlets. The translated email stated, quote, "One of your schools has a bomb inside. It is well built, solid, and discreetly located. Considering that today is your last day, I think it is appropriate for you to pray to God. Allah is the greatest," close quote. Authorities said the threat was not credible, and authorities did not find any suspicious or explosive devices following thorough sweeps at each school. State police said 35 to 40 school districts received the bomb threat the night before and contacted the state's Department of Education after learning of the threats early the next day. Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, and state and local law enforcement are investigating the incidents. The U.S. Department of State announced April 18th a reward up to $7 million for information leading to the arrest and conviction of Hezbollah leader Ibrahim Aqil, a member of the group's highest military body, the Jihad Council. The U.S. believes Aqil, also known as Tassin, masterminded the April 1983 bombing at the U.S. Embassy in Beirut, Lebanon, where 63 victims lost their lives, as well as a bombing 6 months later at the U.S. Marine Barracks, where 241 Americans died. In the 1980s, Aqil also directed the kidnappings of American and German hostages in Lebanon. In July 2015, the U.S. Department of Treasury listed Aqil as a specially designated national for acting on behalf of Hezbollah, and in September 2019, the State Department designated him as a specially designated global terrorist. The U.S. said that Aqil played a pivotal role in Hezbollah's Syria-based military campaign by aiding fighters and pro-Syrian regime troops against Syrian opposition forces. U.S. federal agents arrested two Chinese nationals April 17th for allegedly operating a Chinese secret police station in Manhattan, New York, to harass and pressure dissidents to return to China, according to media reports. Liu Zhengwang, 61, of the Bronx, New York, and Chen Jingping, 59, of Manhattan, faces charges of conspiring to act as agents of the People's Republic of China and obstruction of justice. Federal prosecutors said the secret facility, located in an office building in Chinatown, closed in the fall of 2022 after its operators became aware of an FBI investigation. During an ensuing raid, authorities seized cell phones belonging to Zhang Wang and Jinping and found evidence the two men deleted communications with a Ministry of Public Security official, which they later admitted. Prosecutors said Zhang Wang helped establish the police station and was asked by the Chinese government to locate, then persuade an individual considered a fugitive by China to return home. FBI Director Christopher Wray told a U.S. Senate committee in November 2022 that he was very concerned about the presence of such stations in U.S. cities. The Department of Justice has been increasing probes into what it calls, quote, transnational repression by China and Iran to intimidate political opponents living in the United States. The Terrorism at a Glance product is a weekly summary of current events highlighting terrorism incidents and trends. The content is aggregated from open source information and considered a snapshot in time of reporting from news agencies, government press releases, research studies, and other sources. It is intended for informational purposes only and does not reflect the opinion of NJOHSMP or the state of New Jersey. For more information on our sources, the headlines catching our analysts' attention, or for general information, check out our podcast page at njohsmp.gov. Thank you all for listening, and we hope you'll join us again next week. As always, please remember, if you see something, say something, either to local police or at NJOHSP at 866-4-SAFE-NJ or tips at njohsp.gov.